Keith Murphy.
This is your time.
Andy fails.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
Just a bit outside.
On 1460 KXNO.
Hour two of the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 FM. We're getting so many questions from you on what retail stores means. Waiting for the official release, because I don't want to speculate and give somebody bad information. I don't know. Like, someone just asked, Andy, retail stores, is that Menards? Is that Home Depot?
I don't know.
Yeah.
About that. I mean, I am talking to some friends over in Illinois who have had all these closures go through already. They say that, like in Walmart, the whole store is open in Walmart. You can get whatever you want there. It's, the clothing, jewelry, hardware stuff is not roped off. They also said hardware stores are open. I don't know if this is, directly modeled after the exact same plan that Illinois has or not. That's just what's going on over there. I would imagine that hardware stores would stay open simply because of the kind of more essential nature, fixing stuff that goes wrong. I mean, you need to be able to get to the hardware store right now. But I don't know for sure. Somebody's asking about landscape retail.
Yeah,
I mean, I would imagine that would include the Home Depots and Lowe's of the world. I mean, they sell as much of that stuff as anybody does now, especially coming up on this time of the year. But I don't know exactly what that means in Iowa.
Mark says he can help shed some light on what this means. Mark, who are you and why is it you can shed light on it?
Well, I service a couple of the markets that have been deemed relevant to the economy, such as hardware stores and automotive parts.
Okay, yes, tell us what this means then.
Yeah, they have to remain open due to the economy and servicing the general safety of the public, as along with grocery stores. So hardware stores, automotive stores, and grocery stores are three of the categories right now.
So that would mean a Home Depot, Menards, would those be considered hardware stores? They are in part.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, very good. So hardware, automotive, and
grocery
stores.
Thank you, Mark. That's information that's helpful. We appreciate that. And as soon as we get the complete document from the governor's office, we'll release more information out there to try to get you some.
Talking about non-essential stuff, I think they're trying to close down non-essential stuff, and that's where they're talking about elective dental surgeries and stuff.
Yeah, sock store, hat store, stuff like that.
Yeah, hat store.
Yeah.
Would be a non-essential.
Right now,
wait, what?
Yeah, sorry, Andrew.
Well,
I need my hats.
In the Mall of America, there are more hat stores than any other kind of store. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's like
I need to get up there.
There's like 20 hat stores.
Because a hat is not something you want to buy online.
Yeah, you need
right,
to,
Andrew?
You got to make sure it fits right. And even
it's got two of the exact same hat can fit completely different.
You can go to the iCubs great store there in the backstop store. Mm-hmm. You can go there. The same iCubs hat in the same size and have two hats fit differently.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to find the right one.
You it's kind of gross right now, but you have to try on multiple hats at the store until you find the right one.
Got
to
get the right hat. Also, today, I don't think AD has this in trending, but we're just learning from the Harlem Globetrotters that Curly Neal died.
Saw that.
Curly Neal was 77. Now, he was the basketball player with the shaved head way before it was cool. I mean, he was, that's how you knew him. It was Curly Neal, had a big smile.
And no hair. Hence the name Curly. So, yeah, it was Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon. Those were the two super famous Harlem Globetrotters. When the Globetrotters came to St. Louis and we went to see him, every kid was just staring at was watching Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon the whole time.
My grandmother, for a birthday, gosh, I was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 at the time. It wasn't too long after we moved to Florida. She took me to the Globetrotters as a birthday surprise on my birthday, and it's one of the happiest days of my life. I could not believe I was seeing these guys in person.
Oh, yeah, they were great.
Back then, they were showing up on Gilligan's Island, which I watched. They were showing up in cartoon fashion on the Jackson 5 Saturday morning cartoon, which I watched. I went to our community theater to see a free showing of the Globetrotters movie, which was in black and white. And when I got to go see the Globetrotters, that was like one of the happiest days of my life. And the three standouts, that you got the two big ones, and the third was the incredible dribbler Marcus Haynes. You know, he wore the knee pads. Marcus, he's even in the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame, because renowned as the greatest dribbler in the history of basketball, and he would slide all around the court on his knee pads while dribbling. So it was Curly Neal, Marcus Haynes, Metal Arc Lemon. I got to see those three guys, and man, I remember seeing them
at the St. Louis Arena. They would come to town, and every kid I knew wanted to go or did go.
I've taken my kids. They're still really entertaining. Yeah.
It was great.
Kids love the show.
They were household names back then. I couldn't name any of them now, but I think once those two left, they kind of left the greater sports conscience. They became, still a really good show, still really talented guys. But I mean, those guys were kind of legitimate stars. Yeah, they were on network TV.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great. And there was a period of time where they were the greatest basketball players in the world, partly because African-Americans couldn't go play in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And even when the color barrier was broken, it was very difficult to get one of those positions, especially in a then racist place like Boston. It probably still is racist in some parts. So those guys would go play, those great players would go play for the Harlem Globetrotters because maybe they couldn't go to a pro team. So that went away too. Now the best basketball players in the world go to the NBA. Remember when they tried to sign, they sent Nazmi Trulong a jersey and everything?
Yeah, that was cool.
Because they identified, here's an entertaining guy.
Can shoot,
great smile.
Could handle.
But I never saw him really talk about it. I don't think he liked, and now he's in the NBA. I don't think these days you want to be identified as a potential Globetrotter.
No, probably not.
You want to be identified as a potential pro. Here's Trending Iowa.
Time to find out what's trending Iowa.
Yeah, I would hit much of what the governor hit on as much as we could, so I'll move on. The NCAA will give out $225 million in June to Division I members. Now, that may sound like a lot of money, but the original projection was around $600 million per Division I member. The NCAA gets most of its money from the NCAA tournament, TV, and marketing rights, which didn't happen this year.
It's going to be a huge hit when this is all said and done. But, you know, as you look at almost any industry, that's true, right? Whatever you're working in, we work in radio, we work in television, you work in for a university, if you work for a sports team, if you work in the NBA, if you work in just about anything but a grocery store, you're going to have a rough couple of we don't know how long. Yeah, you're having a rough time right now, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, the grocery stores, I can't imagine those are real pleasant places to work right now because you're just stocking like a madman all the time. Just trying to keep up with everything.
It's nice to see Fairway and Hy-Vee, I think, offer some bonuses and some additional money to those.
Money up front to everybody, yeah.
People that are working hard there because, man, they're needed.
They are, and I mean, those places, I don't know. I can't imagine they've been handicapped by any of this stuff. Anymore, they're going to have a leg up on anybody. I mean, if you want to go, if you need to get a few things that are non-grocery items, and it just so happens that Hy-Vee and Walmart and those kind of stores have them, boy, people are going to be buying that stuff there more than they used to be.
Finally, Trending Iowa, this is kind of fun. Jeff Goodman at Stadium asked every D1 basketball coach for their favorite TV show and movie through this time. Iowa's Fran McCaffrey picked The West Wing and Goodfellas. Iowa State Steve Prohm went with Ozark and The Shawshank Redemption. You and I's Ben Jacobson went with Friends and Braveheart. And Drake's Darren DeVries picked Narcos and Lone Survivor.
Wow. Okay, so Andy, what any of those surprise you? Like Ben Jacobson,
no,
the first choice
really
was Friends.
Yeah,
it just seems happy, nice guy, and pleasant, yeah, light. But the second one was
Braveheart.
Braveheart. Well, I'm not watching that again after Andy's description of what really happened.
Yeah, but everybody likes Braveheart. That's
that's a good movie.
A great movie.
Darren DeVries bringing the heat there. Narcos.
I haven't seen that.
That's good.
That's really good.
And
Lone Survivor. Yeah, I've seen that.
That is Mark Wahlberg.
That's Marky Mark, right? Yeah.
That's a good movie.
It's a Peter Berg movie, so same people who did Spencer.
Who picked Shawshank? Was that
Prome.
And his first
and
Ozark.
One.
Ozark. Ozark's new season launches tomorrow.
He'll be excited about that.
Oh, that's and heard about that. Yeah, that's a good show. I have not made it. I'm not totally caught up on that.
They got a new one to get through. McCaffrey had
West Wing and Goodfellas.
Boy,
Goodfellas, Braveheart, Shawshank Redemption, even Lone Survivor. I would say, anybody in their audience is cool with that.
Yeah, those are West Wing and Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Very different shows.
No doubt.
That's it for Trending Iowa.
Glad you're with us here on a, what is it, Thursday today? It doesn't feel like weekends really anymore. KXNO and iHeartRadio want to help you pay your bills. Had another local winner today. From where, AD?
Over in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Yeah, okay, so another Iowa winner.
Yep.
Text the keyword thanks to 200-200 right now for your chance to win $1,000. That's thanks to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
This was supposed to be Major League Baseball's opening day.
Opening day.
Just horrible.
Just trying to ruin that for everybody.
Mike Ditka.
And rushing through it.
Is Cracker Jacks the most commonly mispronounced, frequently sung lyric? I mean, it's Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
But don't you think most people say Cracker Jacks plural?
I think they do.
And I see why.
First of all, it's not something that anybody eats anymore. It's so old.
They still have it at most parks,
They do? When's the last time you got any at the grocery store? I mean, we used to get it when I was a kid. I haven't gotten that in years and years. I haven't seen it at the store, I don't think.
They still have the little prize in there? Get Cracker Jack for Eddie over at Principal Park sometime. He'll think it's fantastic.
How much is that a box now?
It's probably, I'm going to guess $3.
$5, $6.
I don't know. It's worth it. All right. So it was supposed to be opening day. Quickie poll. From WCI Pools and Spas.
What would you like to do most? Watch the NCAA tournament, watch baseball, go out for dinner and drinks, or send the kids back to school? I like to do all these.
Yeah, me too. Fast moving toward getting the kids back to college. It's between two. Although all four apply, I think, to some degree. But watch the NCAA tournament and go out for dinner and drinks. That is definitely something you take for granted. Mm-hmm. And then when it's not there, just that the social. I mean, we're doing virtual happy hours to try to compensate. I'm probably still in watch the NCAA tournament the most because that's you can recreate dinner to some degree. You're eating at home and you can have virtual happy hours, man. You're not recreating the NCAA tournament.
I'm going to go with go out for dinner and drinks. I feel like that speaks to the greater freedom that we've lost.
It does.
It also means that everybody else is out there also. And so it's, I mean, the first coast is clear. Everybody go out for dinner and drinks. Oh, man, that's a night I'm not going to miss. That's a night you got to make sure you keep your calendar clear for that because that's going to be a night.
That's a night you're in line too, probably.
Just about everywhere. Yeah, I can't even imagine what that might look. It probably won't happen all at once. It'll probably be some slow leak. But not only are you going out for a fun night on the town and going out for good food and drinks, but yeah, there's the greater feeling of fellowship that you've lost, and we're only a couple weeks in, so it's not really stinging yet. But man, I'll bet after a month of this or so, we're going to be dying for that. It's really going to hurt.
Yeah, that's my pick as well.
It's a good pick. I mean, goodness, it's a good pick. There is a petition from Webster City's Alicia Whitmore. She is the mom, proud mom of one of the state's finest athletes and a track and field star. Alicia Whitmore wants to flow spring into summer sports for Iowa high schools to have this, if possible. We don't know when this is going to end, but it's worded well. If possible, to allow spring to creep into summer sports. It has more than 20,000 signatures and growing. Chris Cuellar, the communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, was on our show as a surprise guest last week, and he talked about this topic.
We're planning on being optimistic and then trying to stay, you know, focused on trying to have a spring season for those schools and those student athletes. As you guys are well aware, it all feels just like such a moving target right now. So to set a day and be like, if they come back April 13th, then we would start practice the 14th and resume games the 20th, then it just, that seems like a fool's errand. But fortunately, or unfortunately, I guess depends on what your vantage point is here, three of our four spring sports have, you know, qualifying events and then the state championship. That's golf, tennis, and track and field. So theoretically, they wouldn't need as long of a buildup as, say, like a football, basketball, baseball. Soccer still kind of needs that regular season, and then we have brackets and we draw that through to the state tournament. So we've kind of gone through week by week what those might look like, but again, haven't set any firm dates on, like, you know, we need to start by X date or spring is gone. We just don't know that yet.
That again is Chris Cuellar. So this is complicated, as so many people have pointed out. It would be really difficult to have spring and summer sports going at the same time for many
yes.
different reasons,
mm-hmm.
many, including multi-sport athletes. But I think in these extraordinary circumstances, Chris Cuellar is smart to say, we're going to try and see yeah. what we can do. We don't know yet because we don't know when this ends or where we'll be, but you try whatever you can.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to tell anybody no right now.
Right.
First of all, it's way too soon. You just have no idea how this is going to play out.
And more was closed today. We closed even more stuff today.
Yeah. And we may be so far past the spring season that, I mean, these athletes just aren't, they've got lives too. I mean, none of these guys are living for their spring high school sports. I mean, a lot of them are getting ready to head off to college. They've got other stuff going on. They've got other priorities in their life. I want the athletic associations to do all they reasonably can mm-hmm. to keep this stuff alive. But I will trust that when they just tell us that they've reached a point of no return, then I will take their word for that.
Yeah, and it's crushing. I played high school sports. Many of you did. I know both of you, Andy, you and AD did. It's crushing to have this happen, but we do have to keep perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, our father's generation and grandfather's generation, some of those guys had their seasons taken away by having to go to war. You know, it's disappointing if it happens, but we do have to remember life's not always fair.
Well, I mean, we're trying to hang on to the little things in life that kind of make it worth living to us, or, you know, the things that make it really fun.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
And we've all got priorities. I mean, for a lot of us, you know, our livelihoods is restaurants and bars, and that's gone. Sports, and that's gone. Your business, I mean, that may be your whole life, and it's shut down right now. You know, if you're somebody like our friend Hutch over at the Loyal Sons Barbershop, man, he was kicking ass and taking names over there. Now he's totally shut down. I mean, what else can he do? You know, I mean, he's going to be playing the drums in his basement all the time.
I know. And that's the...
Drive his wife nuts.
That's the thing you realize as everyone is, or at least those not pushing an already established narrative... You're trying to be respectful of both, want to flatten this curve and keep people as healthy as possible, save as many lives as possible. And at the same time, you understand the economic reality of putting so many people out of work that you want to try to minimize that while still being responsible to residents' health. And that is tough. I mean, those two things are at odds with each other.
Yeah, I think there are people out there right now that think that there's somebody up there pulling strings or some group pulling strings, just sort of enjoying the idea of taking things away from people. There's just some fascist regime out there that's just taking freedoms away, you know, for the fun of it. You know, because they're just being just out of spite.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that? That makes no sense.
Well, no.
First of all, nobody has that kind of power.
That. Yeah.
To just do that. I mean, they're trying to keep people safe. And I mean, the problem is that that's your number one priority, but it's like insulated. It's buried under a mountain of other priorities, which are lesser, but they're still priorities. So, you know, you're stripping away one by one by one. It's like, you know, cutting into somebody. I mean, you may not get to their heart and actually kill them. I mean, their heart's keeping them alive, but scratching the skin, that hurts too. I mean, you go a little bit at a time. The deeper you get, it hurts all the way down.
Yeah. And it's so much of it is what's around you at the time as it's getting closer to Iowa, but still in some ways for most of us doesn't seem real because we don't know anybody who's mm-hmm. tested positive with the coronavirus. We've had one death, but I'm sure just like Jamie Pollard's mind was changed when he went from Iowa to New York City a couple of weeks ago and then came back, he had a completely shifted view on it. I'm sure if you talk to your sister who lives in New York mm-hmm. City, she has a whole different view on what this feels like than you do.
She does, and I don't think where there's 10 million people in New York City, I don't think she knows anybody that's got the virus, even though they have so many more cases than anybody else. But still, yeah, I mean, it's the fear is very real, and in a while, everybody seems like they're united and the effort to try to flatten the curve, it doesn't mean it doesn't still totally suck, right? I mean, you are taking away the fun in life right now, or a lot of it.
Another sign that sports will be back at some point, and we hope sooner than later, of course. Iowa High School Athletic Association did release football schedules today. You can look those up, and we welcome this reminder. Play of the day and our surprise
across the nation.
It's time for the play of the day, powered by the Iowa Speedway.
3-1 pitch. There's a drive into left field. That ball is going, and out of here. Henry Aaron has just tied Babe Ruth in the all-time home run parade.
Get tickets and information at iowaspeedway.com.
Opening day 1974 on the play of the day. Welcome back to the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO and now 106.3 FM. He's an IHSAA Hall of Famer, a former UNI Panther, a longtime Creighton Blue Jay assistant, and the 2018-19 Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year. Murph and Andy say hello again to Drake's head men's basketball coach, Darren DeVries.
Hey! We just heard you like Lone Survivor and what was the Narcos.
Narcos.
Yeah, just became a Narcos fan. I got it done in like a week. It was pretty good.
Have you watched Narcos Mexico? Did you watch the second series?
I have not yet. Is that good?
It's good. Yeah, I haven't
seen that yet.
I like Narcos Mexico better.
Was it just that's all about narcotics and stuff?
Yeah, there are some narcotics. Yeah, it's the drug trade.
This gave me something to do for the rest of the day.
Yeah, what are you doing right now, Coach? Yeah, tell us what's up.
I'm staring at the window, just watching the squirrels, you know, have a good old time out there. It's really fascinating.
Jeez.
It's that bad.
Man.
Wow.
It's
squirrels.
It's gotten to that point, yeah.
There are guys in prison that are doing the same thing right now. You realize that?
I've cleaned the grill 3 times now, so we're well sanitized there, so we're good. I can't do that again. So we're coming up with stuff, though. We're trying to stay creative here.
Now, you were going to play in all likelihood in the postseason, right?
Yeah, we were going to play in the CVI tournament at the end of the year. We had actually just kind of wrapped up the contract with them the day they kind of called it all off. So, I was sitting at the state tournament during the game. I was watching the state tournament game and getting my practice schedule ready, getting ready to send it over because we were going to practice at 3 that day. And was reading through some Twitter, and it's like, well, I don't think we need this practice plan anymore today because they just canceled our tournament. So that was how I kind of found out about it.
So how much contact do you have with your team right now?
A decent amount. I try to hit them every other day or so, just send them a text, FaceTime them a little bit. I know our staff is doing the same. We've kind of broken guys up into groups that they're in charge of with some academics and things, and then everybody's kind of taking turns touching base with one another as well. But they're kind of all in the same boat. You know, there's just not a lot of places they can go and get out and do things. So a lot of Netflix and, PlayStation and stuff like that going on right now.
So your son is really good at basketball. That's not a surprise.
Has he thought about Drake University?
And how do you handle that? How do you talk about that when you have Fran McCaffrey's had a couple of sons on scholarship. Can you talk about your own son as a basketball player? What are the rules there?
I don't really know what the rules are. I think I'm allowed to be like every other dad and stuff. So I know he leverages me. Like the other night, there's a couple scoops of ice cream left, and he's like, still want me to think about coming to Drake? I suggest you let me have him.
he's got something to hold over your head all the time. Yeah.
He's got me.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah,
well played.
I could talk to him for you if you'd like as an alum. I could pitch the university for him.
I could put him on speakerphone. You can go to work on him. You can make an impact with him, I bet.
Yeah, I'm willing to try.
So, Coach, since we didn't have a Darren DeVries as our guest, but our surprise guest, by the way, we're always glad to talk to him. It's usually in studio, but, of course, he's not allowed within 10 feet of us right now. Coach, who are you losing from your program after the abrupt end here, and what will you miss about those players?
Yeah, we lost a few guys. We lost four guys. Sam Jones, Antonio Pilipovic, Brady Ernst, and Anthony Murphy. Sam Jones didn't get to play a lot for us, and Brady Ernst had some back issues and some knee issues this year, so he was really limited on how much he was able to get out on the floor. And then Antonio Pilipovic came off the bench, kind of backed up big Liam Robbins during the course of the year, and then Anthony Murphy was a starter for us throughout the whole year. So a great, great group of guys, going to miss them all in what they brought. You know, specifically Anthony, just with his production on the floor and what he brought to the table, he's a big piece for us to try to replace for next year.
It's kind of a cool trick, though, to take one of the Murphy triplets and still have one that can play an extra year. I mean, usually triplets go through all at the same time, but you're down to just one of us.
You got one left.
I got to retweet that. That's one of the I still chuckle at the triplet thing. You, I don't know how anybody can tell the three of you apart.
The camera pan was the best. The pan, one face, two faces, and then just the top of Keith's scalp.
I have never looked more pale. Somebody pointed out accurately, they said, my God, Murph's skin tone is the same as the floor.
Yeah, you looked like you were dipped in ash.
And I figure they meant me, although, there were three of us there. The other thing I'll tell you guys, we haven't told anybody this. We have a dubbed-in sound effect because we shot that ahead of time. And we're doing the Three Amigos, which ends with the... And then the day we go to run it, everything is about the coronavirus, and we think, you know what?
Oh, no.
This is probably not the time to end on a cough, so I dubbed in burps.
I still knew what it was supposed to be.
So didn't want to take everybody's mind off just smiling for a change.
As you look back, what are your regrets about the season that just finished?
Well, I think this last couple of weeks we've had a lot of time to put to use in some different ways that normally we don't, because normally we're out recruiting and doing all those things. So our staff and myself, we've been spending a lot of time self-analyzing our season and what went right, what went wrong. And, when I look back on it, there's a lot of things that in hindsight you'd like to do different. That you try to go into the offseason and correct. But we just had a really hard time with some road games that we were in position to win games with three, 4 or 5 minutes left that we didn't close out. And that really impacted kind of our conference season a little bit. And part of that is just part of the growth process of our team. But there's certainly some things that I noticed that we could have done differently as a coaching staff that could have helped our guys be in a better position to finish those games out. And we look forward to, working on those things this summer and improving on them, hopefully going into next year.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you finding time in your busy schedule of squirrel watching to join us.
Don't
here.
Don't let me go yet. I want to stay.
Coach, sorry. We got to go. We got a lot of busy stuff to get to here. Great talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, say hi to the squirrels.
You bet.
All right, this is Darren DeVries. What a nice guy he is. It's good to talk to him. It sounds like he's really being leveraged on the recruiting of that Waukee kid that's pretty good. Let's get some more on a Thursday.
More is brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines, Merle Hay Road, just north of the 3580 Interstate in Johnston, on the west side of the road there. Merle Hay Road there, Lithia Volkswagen. I want to tell you a cool story. Our listeners are cool, by the way. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You want to know you want an example of how cool our listeners are? Listen up, everybody. This is great. I told you the other day about the man, Larry, who emailed me over at Channel 13. Said he's 74 years old, he's disabled, lives alone. He's running out of toilet paper, can't find any toilet paper. And it's really an issue. He had been out to 6 different places. He'd gone on several different days, could not find a single roll, and he's almost out. So he emailed me saying, hey, what's going on with this? Can you tell me why it's taking so long? He listens to the radio show, watches Sound Off. He likes us. I mentioned this story here on the radio show, and we got a phone call in the next break after I told that story from a guy named Jerry Thompson.
Jerry Thompson.
Jerry Thompson with a G, G-E-R-R-Y. Jerry Thompson is a listener and a hell of a nice guy, and he said, I heard the story about this gentleman, and I have extra toilet paper. I want to give it to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hooked them up via email, and Jerry delivered 12 rolls over there. Lives over by Hoover High School. Delivered him 12 rolls. Larry tried to pay Jerry for the toilet paper. Jerry wouldn't take any money, refused to take any money. Larry wrote me the nicest email about how touched he was by that and how good it felt to live in a community where somebody would reach out and help him like that. So, Jerry Thompson, if you're listening right now, you are a good man, my man. Thank you for being a part of this community and for listening to our show. I like being able to say that people like you listen to our radio show.
Yeah, it's an act of kindness that makes everyone feel good.
Doesn't know this guy. Didn't have to do anything about it. Could have hoarded the TP.
Yeah,
like a lot of
it's,
people.
It's toilet paper. Right now. Yeah, we get it. Boy, when you don't have it, you need it.
Okay, not so cool. A woman purposely coughed on $35,000 worth of food at a Pennsylvania grocery store, police said. She likely faces criminal charges for coughing, one of the primary ways, of course, the coronavirus spreads. The unnamed woman entered a small grocery store chain, Jarity's Supermarket in Hanover Township, started coughing on produce, bakery items, meat, and other merchandise. The staff quickly removed her from the store, called police, who found her a few hours later and took her into custody. Police say the woman intentionally contaminated the food, planned to file criminal charges. They had to throw everything out because this idiot woman went through and decided to cough on everything. Not only does that make this small business have to replace all of this food, lose all of this money, that community needs that food right now, particularly produce.
It's a criminal act.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. Hey, James Dyson just designed a ventilator in 10 days. He's going to make 15,000 of them. Who is Dyson? Well, he's that Dyson.
Well, I was vacuuming at home one weekend with what I thought was a pretty good machine, and I was really amazed by the lousy suction. So I took the machine apart and discovered the problem. A small amount of dust, and the bags and filters were hopelessly clogged. So I thought I'd try and design something better. And a few thousand prototypes later, I had it. No bags, no clogged up filters, And the first vacuum that doesn't lose suction.
Yeah, he's the guy that designed those high-tech vacuums. That James Dyson.
That Dyson.
That seems like a guy that probably could make a ventilator. He made it in 10 days. The British government has already ordered 10,000 of them from him, and he is going to donate another 15,000. He's a billionaire. He's worth $10 billion after all the vacuums and hand dryers that he invented. A 96-year-old woman in South Korea becomes the oldest patient to recover from the coronavirus. 96 years old, and she recovered.
Wow.
Wholesale egg prices are up 180% right now since the beginning of the month. If you notice, going to the grocery store, they'll tell you like one dozen eggs at once. Iowa is the biggest egg producer in America. Egg producers here in the state are having a hard time keeping up with all the orders. Eggs, I mean, makes sense. It's a very inexpensive form of good protein. People want protein in their diet, and you can use eggs for all of the meals, basically. They're not just a breakfast meal. You can use them in all sorts of stuff.
Eggs versatile.
Baking, everything, yeah. So people want to stock up with eggs, and you can't put them in your freezer and freeze them. You need them fresh, so people are buying them basically every time they go to the grocery store, and they're buying as many as they can. From the files of some headlines don't need stories, there's this one from the New York Post. Cops arrest group that planned orgy amid coronavirus lockdown in Spain. You probably do want to know a little bit more.
I don't know that you need. I think the guy with the onion, Dickers?
Yeah, Scott Dickers. Write the headline first every time.
This is the story.
Well, if you'd like to know more.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I wanted to know more. So there were only 8 people arrested. And so maybe technically that would be a legal-sized group in a place where they say, no groups of 10 or more, and they only got 8 in the orgy. So they thought that would be okay.
So you think they put like orgy rules into place?
Well,
nine or under.
Well, now it turns out Spain has some stricter rules than we do about group sizes. And besides, there were 20 more people invited. A 28-person orgy? Who's got a couch that big?
Caligula.
How big was Caligula's bed? Like a king size,
basketball court.
A king basketball court size bed. Oh man, do I have to stop here? Or do I have more time?
Let's
do one more. A man in New York that is practicing social distancing during the lockdown, as he should. Jeremy Cohen is his name, of Brooklyn. He decided to ask a girl out and thought the best way that he could do that would be with his drone. He spotted her dancing on her rooftop. He lives up kind of high. She was on like the roof of the like a 4-story building, and she's dancing out on the roof. And she was doing like TikTok videos and stuff, and he thought she was good looking. But he can't go over and ask her.
No.
He's locked down. And besides, I mean, I don't know that you'd even be able to get into the building. It would take forever.
Yeah, this is a future thought.
So he's waving his arms at her from his window, and she waves back and everything, and he thinks she's kind of cute. So he writes a note, attaches it to his drone, and then takes a video of the whole thing, too. He flies the drone up over the neighboring rooftops, lands it in front of her. The note says, hey, I think you're cute. My name's Jeremy. You want to go out sometime when this is all, you know, said and done with?
This is the new homing pigeon.
She loved it. She loved it.
Yeah.
Waving back, wrote another note, sent it back. They're going to go out. When this is all over with.
This is how they did it on Game of Thrones, minus the drone.
Yeah, with a crow.
Game of Thrones.
Or send a raven. Yeah, send a drone. Yeah.
Game of Drones.
I think that it is all right now. It is about making the best of what you got.
That's what we have to do.
The best he has is a really high-tech drone.
One of our listeners sent Hy-Vee, has a congratulations to the employees for the record shipping week. 2,618,167 cases shipped the week ending 3/22. It's a lot of cases.
Cases of?
Grocery, frozen, HBC. What is HBC? What do we think that stands for? I know what grocery is. I know what frozen is. What's HBC?
Hit by a curveball?
No. It wouldn't be hit by a curveball. AD, how quickly have you discovered?
Health and beauty care.
Toilet paper.
Did you know that off the top of your head?
Yeah, he's really smart.
Yes.
We need one of those mirrors in the corner.
The AD squared is
coming. It's U.S. only.
time now for the daily genius we call the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day, the AD squared.
Wow, puts a lot of pressure on
me. Yeah, this one better not suck.
Well, Andy actually tipped me off to this.
That's good. We just immediately get the blame shifted elsewhere if it does suck.
Dan Dockett has a radio show in Indianapolis, and last week he went on a rant after the town of Scottsburg fired its boys basketball coach. Check this out.
Man, it is amazing to me what idiots live in Scottsburg, Indiana. You towns down there, you're all full of meth and AIDS and needles, and we should just annex them and get rid of all of them. Jackasses. This coach down there, I've come to find out, is not only the coach that changed the culture, he's a weight coach, he does everything for these kids, and these jackasses, because some school board member, he ain't played my boy. My boy's out there working every day. Now your boy's a meth head. He's a pain in the ass. Get out of here. The hell out of here. Scottsburg, Indiana, my ass. Take a dump in Scottsburg. It should be the new motto. My God. Scottsburg. We know basketball down here. Jackass, I may drive down there and just beat the hell out of every school board member. How ridiculous are you? My God. Scottsburg. Scottsburg. What the hell is a Scottsburg? Scottsburg, my ass.
Now, because as you can imagine, the residents of Scottsburg didn't love this.
It's entertaining, but it's really offensive.
He has a really, really successful radio show.
Yes.
As you might imagine. As a matter of fact, I think it won, like, in Indianapolis, won, like, Media Market Show of the Year by our guys at Barrett Sports Media.
So that's why I have no doubt that he is not being fired for those comments.
He's not.
He has apologized. He said it was a joke.
Yeah. Well, it's not a joke. No, he really is, Matt.
He's angry because somebody in the coaching fraternity got fired.
I read up on this a little bit more. The coach had back-to-back winning seasons. It was a really bad program, and he had revived it, had back-to-back winning seasons, and really had it kind of back on track. But then when they fired him, they were like comparing like his 5-year record rather than just like his last 2 years. It started poorly, but then it picked up steam. He suspects it's because, you know, somebody with some power had a kid who wasn't fond of this coach, and so they fired him. I don't know the inside story, but he went off.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
He wasn't, but they were like, he was calling a specific kid a meth head. I don't know that he's calling a specific kid a meth head.
No, I don't get that.
He's just suggesting that somebody's kid
does meth.
Didn't play enough.
The generalities are way out of bounds there, but no one's going to turn their...
He's a meth head.
Is anyone turning their radio off as that's going on? Quiggy Pools are presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
Yeah, we were wondering what you would like to do now most, if you could do any of this stuff. 50% of you say you'd watch the NCAA tournament. 25% say go out for dinner and drinks. 13% would send the kids back to school, and only 12% of you would watch baseball. We should probably recreate this poll a few times throughout our pandemic situation.
The Royal Mile inbox is full of reminders that hardware stores are open, automotive, grocery, open.